KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
And welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Greg Skordis. Greg, this morning, my cool new feature on my phone, I got a text from KSL News Radio telling me about an earthquake in New York City. Did you get that text?
Yes, I did. And this, unfortunately, fell right on the heels of a bad earthquake in Taiwan just a couple days early. It was a 7.4. This one was a little bit less, but it was kind of interesting to be able to get that information really close to the time it occurred.
Yeah, right out of the gate. So if you want to be someone like me and Greg who has all the information right immediately as it's happening, you want to stay in the know, you have got to text the word breaking, B-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, to 57500, and you'll get all these texts. So yeah, so I wake up to this text from KSL News Radio telling me about this 4.8 earthquake that hit this morning on the East Coast at 10:23 a.m., which is 8:23 our time, which now makes me think I must have been awake longer because I did not wake up at 8:23. So I probably saw that text coming in from KSL News Radio a little bit later in the morning than I had remembered it. This earthquake sent tremors from Philadelphia to Boston. I'm going to tell you what, Greg, my dad lives about 3 hours north of New York City, and he was sitting at a table. My nieces are visiting my family there, and they were playing Yahtzee this morning at the kitchen table, and all of a sudden it started to shake so much that my stepmother actually thought a tree had fallen down, right? So that, to give you an idea, 3 hours away from where the epicenter was, they were feeling shaking.
And the epicenter was in New Jersey, about 40 miles west of New York City. I mean, that was that had to wake up a lot of people. That's a huge population area. And let's hope that it didn't cause much damage or certainly lost any life.
A little bit so far, we don't have to hope. The New York police have said there's no immediate reports of damage. You know, the airports in the area, and there are a lot of airports near New York City, and many people have probably flown in or out of those airports at some point. All of those issued a ground stop for like a minute. Does that make sense? Like in the immediate aftermath.
Right.
But then all flights got moving again and they were getting out of New York City. The mayor, Eric Adams, said there were no reports of any major impacts or injuries, at least so far at the time that we're recording this, when we were kind of looking at the stories. And maybe my favorite part, because y'all know that I am someone who grew up in New York, I'm talking to my dad about this earthquake, and my dad's like, yeah, you know, it's an earthquake, we'll be fine. And the governor of New York kind of echoed the same way that New York just kind of responds to things. Governor Kathy Hochul said, fortunately, here in the state of New York, we are masters of disaster and we know how to handle this.
Yeah, I mean, earthquake in New York, like, we've seen worse.
Yeah, it's like, no drama, man. We'll just keep rolling. But what's interesting is President Biden was, so today Biden was over in Baltimore because they had a not natural disaster, right? When
the bridge broke,
The boat went right into that bridge. So he's over in Baltimore making sure things are being seen, that people feel heard from Baltimore. But even in the midst of all of that, he's on the phone today with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to make sure that if anything was happening, that the federal government was paying attention.
Yeah, and so this is a magnitude 4.8 earthquake. And you have to wonder, Leah, had this occurred 50 years ago, before we had all these amazing building codes and regulations and just the engineering that's now in buildings, if we'd have seen something worse. But like you say, a 4.8 earthquake, that's something that's going to wake you up. But in New York, when we've got so much so much infrastructure in place to be ready for something like this, they dealt with it and everything's fine.
Yeah, they just kind of move on, right? So I was thinking about earthquakes because I do know that we live, like, so the deal is in New York, there are always tremors because if you live somewhere where the tectonic plates are bumping, you're going to get tremors. Most of the time you don't notice it.
Right.
When we get an earthquake, right, it is the case that a lot of pressure's built up, and then the tectonic plates have basically exceeded the friction between them. And so, boom, right? Like it is a seismic release of energy. That energy passes through the earth. It causes the ground to shake. And that's how we get an earthquake. I don't know if you remember during COVID, this was like so interesting. COVID happened, everything shuts down.
Right.
We're teaching like via Zoom, and then there was an earthquake. and I remember thinking, I think Armageddon's happening, right? The end of the world. Here it is, plague, and then an earthquake. You know, it can be very scary, right? Like you're just all of a sudden the ground starts moving.
And to me, Leah, this one is a little bit scary. I know that we're talking about everyone handled it, everyone's doing just fine, but it fell right on the heels of a bigger earthquake on the opposite side of the planet, pretty much, the one in Taipei, Taiwan. It was a 7.4, significantly more than a 4.8.
Right.
And same thing, the tectonic plates are moving. You wonder if there's some shift, there's something going on. I mean, you hope that there's not an earthquake in Australia tomorrow, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Western Europe on Sunday. You know, that this isn't something going on, maybe two events that occurred really close in time, but on different sides of the world. I mean, that was the only thing that troubled me about it, is we had a big earthquake story yesterday, big earthquake story today.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting. I would have expected, how do I say, I kind of expect there's going to be an earthquake where we live, right, Greg? Because we are along a fault right here. So
right.
There are tectonic plates beneath us that are thinking about letting loose with some seismic energy. And I, you know, one of the things I'm always thinking about is, so what are you supposed to do to prepare?
Right.
I don't really think we get a lot. Like, you kind of have an idea that you're on a fault line, right? So you know that this might happen. There's not going to be notice. Does that make sense? So it's like
very little, if any.
Yeah,
right.
Like if people live in Tornado Alley, they get a message. There's right. a tornado coming. I think if you're going to have an earthquake, it's just going to hit. So I think what you're supposed to do is just be prepared for that kind of disaster. Like if we got an earthquake here, I live with a Boy Scout, right? One of his merit badges was emergency
earthquake preparation.
Not
there
earthquake,
you go.
Earthquake, but emergency, right. Which applies for earthquakes. And so you've got to have like an emergency kit. You've got to have a fire extinguisher. You've got to have extra doses of medications. You've got to have some first aid supplies. You do like safety stuff for Powder Mountain.
Right.
Do you have a sense of like, is there anything you would add for people who are listening if the earthquake hits, if what you are dreading happens and we got our earthquake tomorrow, what should they have in their house?
Well, I think the things that you talked about, but you should have food. You should have plenty of water. I mean, it's we all rely so much on just opening the tap and having some water, but it doesn't hurt to have some standby water, something that's there in bottles or whatever you store it in, just enough to get you by for a couple of days. Because if an earthquake hits and it messes up the water supply, you don't want to be without water. I think that's important. You know, and I also think since we have cell phones now, you know, landlines in the past would break down and you don't remember when we had landline phones, but you know, the communication is so important during these times, and we do a good job of making sure that there are avenues of communication that can continue. So being able to get to your cell phone, be able to have some sort of charger that may not require electricity at that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just being prepared for that type of thing.
I wonder, Greg, do you think people should have like a radio with an antenna, right? Because a little bit, I think, you know, what happened, so for example, in New York when it was 9/11, actually the cell towers came down.
Yeah.
So if you were relying on a mobile phone, you were in trouble. Actually, a landline might have done more help for you,
point.
Right?
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't have landlines. So then I kind of wonder, if the cell towers come down and we don't have Wi-Fi, like, how would I know what was happening? And maybe what we all need is to have like a transistor radio.
Yeah, a battery operated radio,
yeah,
something
right?
that you don't have to plug in case the power goes out. Good point. Yeah, a remote communication device other than a cell phone, just in case, would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. No, and I think it seems ridiculous, except that I watch the Jazz now via an antenna. This is the
oh,
only
really?
Way I can get it. So I actually have something that's antenna driven in my house at the moment.
You know, and a lot of people now, because of power outages and whatnot, have generators. I don't have one at my house. My wife is always telling me we need to buy a generator.
Yeah.
But I I'm not trying to sell generators, but it seems like people that have those are really ready for things that happen like this.
Yeah.
Just a little, I think they're powered by some, you know, gas or propane or something like that. But
yeah.
Boy, you just turn it on. You're ready to go. You can still light up your house. You can still do what you need to do, notwithstanding what's going on around you with respect to power.
Yeah. Next up on KSL at Night, Greg, did you know that there's something called a totality coming on Monday?
I didn't know that.
Well, we're going to get into it. You'll learn all the things you need to know. Stay with us.